Yo, we back again. Let's argue with Prince Carlton, KRSM 98.9. We got something very special for society today. You know what I mean? We got Sid Linus in the house, man. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
How your week been?
Man, same old, man.
We got a DJ Airman Heat in the house. What's good with you, bro?
Yo.
And today we talking about that Will and Jada too. We got Steelo Real. He decided to make an appearance today. Say what's good.
Yeah, I've been busy, baby.
Yeah, and we got this guy. This is the guy of the moment. This is the guy that all the women probably agree with today. You know what I mean? Yeah, introduce yourself, brother.
They already know. It's Kendrick Benson. You know, I go by King Believe. So thank you for having me.
So we about to get explain the whole Jada and Will thing in
August. Oh man. So pretty much what had happened was August Alsina had an interview with Angela Yee, and he was pretty much talking about how he was in a relationship with Jada Pinkett, and he had gotten the blessings from Will Smith for this relationship or whatever. Mm. And then so, you know, the internet went crazy. It was everywhere. It was all in the blogs, all the headlines. So,
he said blessings.
Huh? Yeah, blessings. So then Jada Pinkett and Will Smith did a red table talk. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much admitted to the fact that she had a relationship with August Alsina.
Right.
And she called it an entanglement. She, you know, and you know, that word was purposely chosen. Yeah,
strategically,
you know?
Chosen.
Yeah.
You know, Will pretty much was just like, yeah, it was so long ago. It's crazy. It's getting brought up now. He pretty much alluded to the fact that he kind of, he said he was going to get her back. And then she was like, nah, I think you pretty much like good in that situation, in that category.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you're probably right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what?
But they were talking about how their love for each other transcends anything. So it's like, no matter what you do, I'm gonna be with you. No matter what happens, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna be in this marriage to the day we die. And you truly never know that until you put in a position like this, right, where it's tested. You know what I'm saying?
Would you call that unconditional love?
Oh, no, that's definitely unconditional.
Love is unconditional, love. But like is conditional.
Not all love is unconditional.
No, love is unconditional. Yeah, it is.
For instance,
okay, if your wife or your girl be like, if they say like, why did you love me, or you know, cause, you know, we get questions like that, or ambiguous questions like that,
right?
Why do you love me and stuff like that? There is no answer for that because love is unconditional. It don't come with no boundaries, no rewards, and nothing like that.
You
love somebody, you love them. Period.
No.
Yeah.
You ain't got no. It is answers. It is answers to
definitely
that.
Definitely answers. Why you love somebody?
No, okay.
Tell everybody why you love your girl.
Look, man.
We're not doing that.
Because I do. Love is unconditional.
Hey, Tupac said, you know,
unconditional love.
Stuff that don't wear off, it don't fade, it lasts all these crazy days.
Yeah.
But we've seen multiple times how that is not always the case. That's why divorces happen.
Yeah, because they never harnessed it. They never harnessed it. You gotta harness it.
I think that whatever reason you started to love somebody, if they do a 180 and become somebody completely different, maybe you don't love that no more.
Number one. You know, I gotta be. You know what I mean? You could fall out of love with somebody.
But see, I okay, so.
Hold on. So I think.
No, you can.
No, hold on.
You can.
Look, okay,
but
so.
But my thing is, loving somebody and being in love with somebody is two different things.
Yeah, it's
right. No. I agree with that.
It's two different things. Like, I think your mom, we're gonna get you in, bro. I think your mom, your kids, and stuff like that.
That's,
you know what I mean? That's unconditional. But you can get to some jokers where you can hate them and you can just not cut them off and not mess with them no more.
Yeah.
The love wasn't coming from the right place. The love wasn't coming from the right place.
Nah, it's just people that you weren't supposed to love
for
a lifetime.
Nah.
I want to pose a situation to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Married,
yeah,
man. You got a family member, you love him, that's your family, you've been there since day one, everything like that, like you solid, you know what I mean? He attempt to do something to your wife, you know what I'm saying, like in a spiteful way where he's actually trying to hurt you though, like he's trying to hurt you, you know what I'm saying, by doing it. And you've been there for cuz, like you've done everything for him, like anytime like he reached out to you, you helped him, you gave money, you did everything, like, man, you mean even sometimes you even, you know what I'm saying, turned your back on your family to help this dude because you love him so deeply. And then he do something like that to you. You telling me that
after that, you're still gonna be like, man, I love you though, bro. Like,
I'm probably no. See, y'all think when you love somebody, you gotta tell them, you gotta want to be around them, you gotta want to hang with them, stuff like that.
From afar?
Yeah. I'm not talking about that.
Do you think that it'll be a situation where you're like, man, if anything happened to cuz, it wouldn't even bother me?
You can still love somebody and be somewhere close to that. Not wanting like any type of harm. You know what I'm saying? But he's gonna think I'm posing. Like the Lord don't have no conditions on the reason why he love us.
I got you.
Come on.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Come on with it. Nah, let him go. I like this.
He don't have no conditions on the reason why he love us. So in turn, we shouldn't have no conditions on the reason why we love other people.
Right.
Now, you cannot like somebody and you cannot want to be around somebody, but if you love somebody, ain't no, you did that, so I don't love you no more. Do you think you got that much control over your love that somebody can do something and you can then tell them, I don't love you no more because you did that? Nah, nobody got control that much.
Yo, let me tell you something. Okay, if you, let's say you got a girlfriend or whatever, you love her, you know what I mean? You love her. When you can jump in, you jump in, bro. So let's say you got a girl, right? And you love her, and you caught her just in bed with just like, you know what I mean? With Tupac Shakur, Denzel Washington, Morris Chestnut.
You got that quilt.
You know what I mean? And you walk in on that. You still love her?
You got flowers in your
hand
too.
Hurt is hurt. You talking? Let me. Okay.
And she prayed.
He's.
Oh my God.
He's coming from the place of a template. Y'all gotta understand. We want to emulate a God like love. That's what he said. Agape. We want to emulate that. That's what we strive for. Yeah, we come up short, and we call a lot of stuff love that's not love. So we think we're falling out of it, or we don't love somebody no more. No, you love what they did for you. You love how they made you feel. You loved when they made you smile. You love things about them. You don't love them though.
I think what makes you love them though is the things that they become for you.
You supposed to love them because they're a human being.
No, hold on. Here's the real biblical stance. I get that's what I'm saying. Okay, if we're going to the standpoint of you should just love everybody, throwing blanket a statement like that, like the people sitting out there, mm-hmm. we just love them, I get it. But I'm talking about like if you love somebody who like you never knew and you love them and they did something wrong. Suppose they like killed your mom. You know what I mean? Like you can't.
No matter. The
I mean,
condition.
you might not love.
You're saying conditions, right?
Right.
And in your mind, you're putting those conditions, and that's based off your love. But we're talking about unconditional love.
Right. What he's saying is like these conditions may cause you to understand that sometimes unconditional love doesn't always apply. If you would think differently for somebody,
it can't be both.
Hold on.
It can't be unconditional love and still be conditional.
I'm gonna give you an example of you not loving somebody no more. And this is facts. If anybody disagree with this, y'all lying. Let me stop. Look, so let me tell you. You ain't black if you don't agree with this. Hey, look. So my thing is, okay. Suppose you got a kid. No, stop. No. I'm giving you something. I'm giving you facts. You got a kid. You meet somebody else. A woman. You know what I mean? You love her. You in love with her. All that stuff. You walk in one day in the house and your kid is up there hung and she did it. You still love her?
You want him to answer? Let him.
No, we're good.
Again, that's hurt, that's pain, that's trauma, that's all types of things that you can help cloud you. But if we're emulating, Jesus Christ said, right, on the Bible, I'm going off the word, we got to have our templates. You know, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything, right? So when it comes to that, right, Jesus Christ said on the cross, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The same people that hung him and persecuted and did all these things to that man, he still had love and compassion for them. The same reason why Jesus Christ had compassion for us now and all the stuff we do. God would wipe us off this earth in a heartbeat. But just since Jesus' days, like, I understand
it. Right. Hold on.
Compassion.
Hold on. All right. Okay. So I overstand. I understand what we supposed to do and how we supposed to feel. Now I'm just saying, do we feel that way after somebody do act like that? I'm with you in what we supposed to do. Yeah, you know what I mean? But we fall short of supposed.
No, no, definitely fall short.
Here's what I feel about that gory, horrible
story that he just told.
Vitriol,
right?
Just morbid story. Just this
literally, like, why would you even think of it?
Who even? Come on, man.
I got one.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, I'm trying to think of some junk y'all can't come back from. I'm like, yo, if they answer to this, man, they lying, yo.
We have to have something we strive to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anybody reached that.
I get that, but we don't.
Now that would be me falling short, right?
Right. It's that too. The point I'm trying to make is that when you love, so we're not talking about being in love and romantic and all that. We're talking about when you love somebody, like, it's not conditional, because there's so many times that they can do some things that goes against everything that we thought that we would love somebody for, and we would end up still loving them. So for me, if that morbid situation happened, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna be on some hateful stuff. I hate you.
You're gonna.
You asked me a question. Let me finish.
You heard him.
Yeah, yeah. You asked me a question. Right. And that very well could be true too. I mean, I'm not saying that you won't have a reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't say you that. Can.
You wouldn't.
You can.
But somehow saying that I would hurt them means that like there's no love there or something like that.
I'm talking about if you go in and choke the person who killed your kid.
Let's not. Look,
all right. Will and Jada. Will and Jada.
You know what I mean?
In regular circumstances that mostly happen. Love shouldn't be, and most of the time, it's not conditional. Most of the time, when we love somebody, they may do things that we never thought we could love somebody, and they did, and we still love them. Now, that doesn't mean that we want to be with them. Doesn't mean we want to be in a relationship with them. That don't mean that we like them, but it can still mean that we love them, because love doesn't have a why. Like somebody is.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
It definitely do.
Oh, okay.
It only matters if it crossed that line.
So my question is,
if it crossed the line that you can't come back from, you don't love them no more.
You're saying like you love somebody, but you like won't mess with them like at all, like everything cut off. But isn't love like a verb? Ain't that something you show? Like, or is it just something that you know, and it's like no matter what, like you know I love you, but I ain't finna show you it at all.
I could pray for you. I could pray for you, I could do stuff from afar.
Exactly.
I could do stuff from afar.
It's not one or the other. It can be both.
My thing is this though, like if you say you love somebody, like say, okay.
Oh, here you go. Here go another one.
I'm not doing that.
I got a 10.
We meet Johnny outside, right? Meet Johnny outside. You like, yo, Johnny.
You got Johnny Appleseed outside.
Hey, Johnny, you my brother, you know, under the you know, eye of God, you my brother, I love you type thing. Johnny slap you. I don't want to hear none of that, right? You was a Johnny, I'm going to take that. I still love you, though. Johnny, slice your tires. You know what I'm saying? Like, Johnny's just showing you all the reasons he wants you to hate him, right? So, no.
Let's talk about regular.
I agree with what he said. I think it is a level of what you supposed to do. What love is supposed to be like you're saying, and love is supposed to be like you're saying. But on the human level, people can't achieve that joint on a human level with being regular humans and stuff like that. You feel what I'm saying? So when certain things happen and it makes you feel a certain type of way, you know what I mean? You want to cut that person off. You don't love that person no more. You don't like that person no more. Now, if it's your kids, you might hold on to a type of love that you got, but you still might not see your kids or something like that.
People,
you know,
don't,
I mean,
have that much.
But hold on. But what I'm saying is, like if some woman or some person did something to you to the level where it crosses your line. Now I'm not talking about the regular day-to-day stuff of like, oh, somebody, your wife or this person just made you mad. I'm talking about that line where it's like, yo, you done and you it's completely off. That line, when people go over that, that's when you get to the point where you be like, yo, I don't love that person no more, and I don't like that person and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just like when Susan Smith put her two kids in that car and drove the car in the river and killed the two kids. Her husband still, he didn't want to be in a relationship with her no more, of course, you know what I'm saying? But he still loved her. He still stood, still by through the trial. I'm just saying, you can create a situation. I can create a situation too.
And yours is real.
Yeah, mine is real.
So, wait, because look, this is the thing though. Wait, one second. This is the thing. You can't say nobody can achieve it. You can't speak for everybody. You can't say no. He just said it earlier. He said, on a human level, this is what you said. He said, on a human level, is not achievable. Unconditional love. I believe that's not true.
Go.
So I believe that's not true. I think that it takes time and practice and all that. We come into relationship with baggage and hurt and triggers and all types of stuff. And when people press it, we react because we're not dealing with our own hurt and we need to heal and stuff first. What people do to us wouldn't affect us like that if we are already healed.
I agree.
So that's something, right? That's something.
Yeah.
And there's people out here right now, and Will and Jada are proving it in everybody's face that there is something that says unconditional love. I know all the standards of what we're supposed to do, and I even, like you said, the right way, and I know what's politically correct. Right. I know all of that. But we can't live for them. We have to live for us and create our own happiness in the midst of our unconditional love.
I think the love, though, with Will and Jada, me personally, I think that even though it's created this discussion, Will and Jada's unconditional love has conditions that we're not seeing, but we see, which is their wealth. I believe that wealthy black people at their level, especially with the finances they have tied to each other on the level they have, which is a magnitude we don't understand because we're not millionaires.
Yeah.
Because once you touch that $100 million, you can forgive someone if splitting up means that we might have to separate $100 million in business, or it might corrupt our brand's name. You know,
very true.
Because they got to upkeep a status quo that we're undefeatable. You know what I mean? To make sure that the things that they're tied to financially, people don't see the big business in marketing when it comes to media. But the reality is, if once you start seeing something a lot and it's in your face, you go on your phone and see it, it's still part of bigger business, whether we want to like to admit it or not. It's about love, sure. But for me, I see the business in everything. And them going on their personal TV show on Facebook, getting the most views they've ever had in a TV segment for their show.
Right.
And putting their old laundry out on there and making it number one hit news kind of seems like a big market. Like,
publicity. I agree that. Yeah,
it's good publicity.
It just seems convenient that their business is getting aired out during COVID while we're already
Okay. But since we're talking about Will and Jada now, let's stay on.
That is
let's,
the topic.
Let's stay on Will and Jada. Okay, so We're just gonna take it.
Let's go.
You can just go take it.
Let's go.
Just level by level. Yo. So Steve said pause. Okay. So look. Would you ever? What is it? He said Will Smith gave him blessings.
Gave him his blessings.
So how do you feel about that? Because we don't think a regular. I'm gonna speak for myself since I don't know where y'all at with it.
Right.
I assume I know where y'all at, but I ain't gonna. Nah. You know what I mean? So you cool with a married guy? giving somebody blessings to.
Will wasn't cool with it.
I'm gonna take a step. Because that's what the guy said, the singer. So we could take it from there real quick first. Yeah. So, is there anything wrong with a guy giving another guy blessings to have relations with his wife?
From which standpoint? Because we can go biblical, we can go otherwise. But for me, from just off of how I think, to be honest, everything's about communication and honesty. I live my life off communication and honesty. If they in their relationship, they haven't communicated, they're grown enough to sit down and discuss this and or whatever, to go past the proper channels for this to be something that's not done in the dark or, you know, behind somebody's back or nothing like that. That's called an adult relationship. That's being able to have these discussions and say, hey, this is my desires, or hey, I'm attracted to this person. It's not that I care about you less. It just means I'm energy, and energy connects with other energy, can't stop it from connecting, right? So for me, I love that they was able to sit down and had a discussion, or if they did, because we don't know. But Will act like he, I don't know, in the interview he didn't act like he was against it, so I didn't hear him say that he was against it. But if you say that, I want to know where you got that information.
When I watched the interview, it basically, Will Smith had Jada laid out the timeline, like, you presented this sick person to me and brought him to our family to take care of. So he's letting it be known.
The kids brought him in.
Yeah, so he's letting it be known, like, this person was brought to us sick, so we took care of this young black kid who has potential and is famous. Let's take care of him, because we're a black family with money too.
Which they've done before.
No, so when you got Will laying that out, saying like, Jada, we took care of this person like a patient. So you done seduced the patient. Like, the person that we are supposed to take care of, you done undercut it and made your person a relation to have with. So Will didn't see that coming. It's why he's having her lay that
so
out.
You called it seduced.
Because Jada's seductive. No. She's rich, and she's rich, and you got a vulnerable adult, which is August Alsina.
That's not seducing.
Okay, she just took advantage of a vulnerable adult.
Okay, so what is that if he's...
She humped a crippled person, bro. Like, oh my that's gosh. What she did.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Oh, man. Okay, so
I'm just letting it be known. That's how I see it. Yeah. Like, he was crippled mental. He was mental cripply, and she took advantage of him. And we're not looking at it like that because she's Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right. Right.
Okay,
but hold on. Let's keep it on that. Would you give blessings? I want to go around. I just want to go around the room and stick on the blessings real quick.
If I had as much money as Will, I would give blessings. But if I was broke like I am now, then no, I'd snap.
Absolutely not.
Listen, bro. It's crazy that money can sway your opinion of what your morals are, bro. I don't care how much money I got. I'm never letting another man touch my wife. If that's the case, she not my wife, cuz.
I feel you.
I would say, yeah, because Will is done with.
Hold on,
for hold.
Just for clarity,
Will Smith and Jada were not. It's weird. I watched it yesterday.
They were still married.
It is weird because Will said we had got to the point where we pretty much thought that this could be over, and then Jada said, "Oh no, it was done." So it's still looking like they're looking at it from two separate.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But until that paper is signed, if since we want to talk biblical this whole episode, the paper was never signed for a divorce. So for Shorty to step out the way she did clearly states that she was wrong, right?
No, she's filed. She's okay. Filed for that.
All right, I'm just making sure.
But I think one of the reasons why you filed is because you in a relationship with somebody your kids brought into the fold. And like, not, what type of, come on, man.
Not only that, you admitted to him being sick.
Yeah, you admitted to him being sick.
You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hold up. So you
heard that biblical comment. That's what I said.
you feel like it's okay for another man to be able to have relations with your wife.
to say it's okay, that's a matter of perspective to the people. Well,
no, I'm for saying, you, I'm saying to you. Would you give your blessing is what I'm saying. Like, you'd be like, I'm fine with it as long as me and her are cool with it type of thing.
Now, yeah, I would agree with that 100%. I would say that, but where I am in life, I wouldn't do it at this point with my wife. Girlfriend, stuff like that. I don't know, that'd be different. But the point of the matter is though, we gotta as men, sometimes we gotta check ourselves. A threesome with two girls, we high five each other, we'll love that, we'd be all down for it. But now all of a sudden if a male's in it and you know, oh what, this is taboo.
So are we speaking biblical again?
So I mean, we could not wait. I'm gonna go biblical because if biblical, you ain't sharing your bed with nobody. You're not supposed to share your bed with nobody. You're supposed to leave your parents, you're supposed to find your wife. And
not only that,
right,
though.
So I'm just wondering, because earlier he wanted to try to, you know, what's the human perspective? So I'm trying to get you both. I want to get you both. You
feel me? What's church, here, man?
I'm giving you both.
Yeah. So, no. Okay. Like, this is my thing. So, I'm coming from, if you have another man, I'm going to do this as PG as I can. You know what I mean? No, let me say this and I'm gonna take a break. Yo, so you cool with another guy just in bed, arms around your person, and just and doing what dudes do and doing all that, and you,
what dudes do,
and you good with that. I would think just in general, having that talk, even the understanding, even if she say, even y'all came to some kind of agreement, that it's like,
I would look at it differently.
But to even agree with that, listen.
Why? Listen, no. Why are you so quick to say you will look at her
why
different?
Why would you want to? Why would she want?
Do you?
To mess
would
with
you want a threesome with two girls?
I don't need it.
Okay, then that's you, right? Now, but you can't judge nobody else for what
the
they
point
want.
That I'm making is, if I choose to be in a relationship with this person, I can though, because that's something that I chose to do. So if she chose to do something like that, that's not a person for me, is what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this: did you go on a break? Okay, so. What kind of woman would you allow? What kind of woman would you allow?
I don't want to use the word allow.
What kind of woman would you say, hey, you can go and mess with somebody else?
None. What do you mean?
If
none.
You were, what type of woman would that be?
What do you mean? There is no if or were. Like, it's not happening. I'm not cool with it.
All right, so look.
If you choose to do it, then we just not together.
I came from a poly background, though. So, you see what I'm saying? Yes, I was poly for 3.5 years, so I understand the mindset of the people who decide that they're their energy. If you connection, you have a connection, you want to go with that connection, go with it. But men, like I'm saying, we're so quick to want, most men, not everybody, quick to want a threesome, and it's socially acceptable to have a threesome with multiple women. Soon as a woman say, I have a desire to also do something like that, can you do with me? I want to do it with you. I don't want to do it just
I want to touch that.
I want it to be safe.
We got to go on a break. I want to touch that though.
All right, we got so much we can discuss.
Hey, let's argue with Prince Carlton.
It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. These niggas scared to shoot they ones. You ain't tough now. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. But watch your homies drop and run. Where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Don't be the one to drop and run. Gotta stand your ground. The ability to trust is seeming more foreign. But the epitome of love is my sole purpose. See, I'm conflicted, I don't know. Feelings going further. But I'm too toxic for a woman, cause I probably hurt her. See, I ain't afraid to struggle, cause it builds character. I'm aware of the feeling where you feel inferior. But I don't fear enough. Y'all can try to put the pressure up. The more the merrier. I'll survive any epidemic. Who you scaring, bruh?
Never scared. If I walk in fear, that's debilitation. Devil told me that he bringing heat. I'm the ventilation. If you wait, reading the signs, I give you illustrations. Begging for a face to face with God, not no imitation.
See me come face to face with odds. I'm the demonstration. All my problems out here getting drugged. Rehabilitation. Ignorance is still oblivious, and I'm just innovating, integrating, matching activists.
It's
ignoring
time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Put your guns down.
put your guns down. Yeah. These niggas scared to shoot they ones, you ain't tough now. Yeah. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. Yeah. But watch your homies drop and run, where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war, put your guns down. Yeah. Don't be the one to drop and run, gotta stand your ground.
They say I'm supposed to be a leader, but I'm uninspired. Cause lately all my homies put in work and getting fired. And are we gonna be the drivers of our destination? Or are we gonna miss the bus because of hesitation? I still went past my alarm clock, snoozing for an extra 15. A fade to my big dreams, kicks clean, talking loud, trying to cause a big scene. All my problems start at the root of my inner being.
I'm the one to intervene, older brother obligations. All the problems in the hem, here for any complications. Niggas scared to be the alpha, then they wanna blame the woman. When they independence driven, food for thought, you got a stomach.
Fooled a lot, you ain't 100, all communication plummet. Ain't enough to be up in the house, it's the way you run it. Been so many sleepless nights, turned along years, but if you wanna talk it out, then I'm all ears.
It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. These niggas scared to shoot they ones. You ain't tough now. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. But watch your homies drop and run. Where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Don't be the one to drop and run. Gotta stand your ground.
Jesus can feed my soul with two fish and five loaves. Heal the sins of the world with his eyes closed. Four horsemen, but the fifth one is who I chose. Clocks with butterfly wings, don't tell them where the time goes. Beginning of sorrows and your tomorrows might not be as sweet as you had planned. You looking for milk and honey, or is it money? But you can't buy your way into that land. If you ain't dressed and ready, or you think it sound petty, you put your hand on the Bible, but you can't hold it steady. Taking my place in the rapture like a Fab Five Freddy. I'm more skillful with my sword I used to use like a machete. Just swinging at whatever moves, but spirits are sensitive. A wise man wins souls, debates are argumentative. But there's a time for it, who's right and who's wrong? Everyone will bear their cross, who's weak and who's strong? My carnal mind and my spirit is Godzilla versus Kong. Got some advice for your soul, feel free to pass it along. Whoever wants to be great must become a servant. We got selfish nature, don't keep swapping secrets with a serpent. Pythons to garden snakes, it don't even matter. You'll end up like John the Baptist with your head on a platter. Cause of a simple striptease, free love like it's the 60s. That Samson, if you don't believe, it's some of our Achilles. Arrow through the heel, who's worthy to crack the seal? Don't wait till the party's over like Alexander O'Neal. Cause one will be a fake, and all I wanna know, how much convincing will it take? You know the earth will quake, you know about the wars and the rumors of war. You know about the dragon standing on the seashore, watching the beast rise out of the sea. You must be numb, cause that's enough to get a rise out of me. But do you know about deception? If not, then I won't see you at the wedding reception. And pardon my expression, but you are hell bound, cause you will be deceived. Whether letter or audio, hope this message is received. I would've wrote a chorus, but it ain't a need to. Music is an open wound for me to bleed through. It's one body, many members, so we need you. And he ain't happy till you lacking, that's what greed do. I would've wrote a chorus, but it ain't a need to. Music is an open wound for me to bleed through. It's one body, many members, so we need you. And he ain't happy till you lacking, that's what greed do. I would've wrote a chorus, but it ain't a need to. Music is an open wound for me to bleed through. It's one body, many members, so we need you. The devil ain't happy until you lacking, that's what greed do.
Yo, 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 we back again. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. We about to get back into this Jada Pinkett, Will Smith, entanglement fiasco.
I need to get my joint off. Look, so okay,
go,
cool.
Go ahead, Steve.
So we were speaking about a polygamous relationship, right? So, okay. General relationship is a man and woman, right? Generally.
Right.
So you and your woman are together, right? So she has what she needs from a man. When a woman says she wants something from a woman, it's something she can't get from a man. That she feels like, well, I want to add a woman. She comes to you and she asks you, can we add a woman to this situation? And then you be like, yes or no, right? When she come to you and asks you, can she add another man, when she has a man right here, it means you're not satisfying her in a way. That means that it's time for you to leave and let her go find somebody that can. That's all I'm saying.
I hear your perspective. But I will respectfully disagree, because I know so many people in the poly community, they will literally tell you that's not how they do things. It's not simply because of a need that, you know, they literally are okay with having multiple connections. Is if you have somebody that makes you laugh and smile, right? Somebody else can make you laugh and smile, right? That's two connections. We are the ones, we title connections and then we limit them. We say, this is my girlfriend, this is my wife, this is my whatever. We created those titles. It's nobody else did. We created them, and then we put people in those boxes and say, don't ever step out of those boxes, right? So when it comes to poly, and it comes to the mindset that we're all energy, you can't stop energy from connecting. You only can label connections, right? It only can be created nor destroyed. It can't be created nor destroyed, it can be transferred. Sorry. So that's what happens. We're energy. We connect. We connect. We connect. We connect. We don't have to, it don't have to be sexual, but even having an emotional connection with somebody else, people think that's cheating, right? If you believe in monogamy, then you won't be able to see the polygamous way. If you believe in polygamy, then people would think monogamy is crazy, right? So it's just about having an open mind and understanding that there's different things.
Okay, so back in college, okay, but back in our college years or some of our college years, you know what I mean? long time ago. We ain't even like that no more, you know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, it's like, okay, as men in general, would you agree, as men in general, poly, non-poly, whatever, men in general, the type of chick that we would say, oh yeah, go ahead and do your thing, they like throwaway chicks to us, right? If we were to do that in college, it would be somebody who we just don't even care about being around, or it's no type of seriousness in that relationship for an average guy. An average guy to be like, oh, you want to go over there? Oh man, you could go over there. And a matter of fact, you could go over there too. Like you have to not care about that person to some level to tell them, hey, you could go ahead over there. You can do that if that makes you happy. You could do that, and then you could do that, or you could go over here, right? because we know that could be. That could be a dangerous lifestyle.
I can say pimp, right? Pimp's okay, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Say the word pimp. It's 2020. You never know. So, give it a couple minutes. We'll see.
We know in the past that there is a track record of pimps marrying their bottom female, which we'll call them.
Right.
So they've allowed them to go generate money with their body. So they basically disconnected the love to their body as being a factor in why they care about them, and said that they care about the money more.
And
then eventually when they wanted to retire their bottom person and said, I love them so much for all the work they did with their body that I spiritually cannot disconnect myself from them. Therefore, I'm marrying this person who's probably slept with 1,000+ guys, but yep, he's married her. So what does that mean for that person?
What you just did was correlate this whole thing to pimps and
right.
If it's
right.
That, if it's
see, let me answer. Let me answer what you said.
Okay, let me say something real quick. And what I'm saying is, that's the correlation is what I think of when somebody, when a guy be like, oh man, yeah, shoot, I don't know what my girl is. She probably out messing with John John. Oh, on Tuesday. Oh yeah, why don't you go see? I want to go see
okay,
this.
Let me,
I
want to
go
piggyback.
See. Hold on, I want to go see Frank. You go. Okay, go ahead and go see Frank if that makes you happy. Oh, on Wednesday, I want to go see Johnny Cash.
Listen, because you was talking about energies earlier.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How you can have an energy or connection with certain people or whatever. Multiple people at once, and the fact that we cut it off by labeling somebody your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or your wife or whatever. But see, I'm of the belief that like you shouldn't tap into certain energies. We understand. Okay. For instance, it's like say like if I go to work or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they got this new hiree or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And me and this person work together or whatever.
Right.
Not now, because I work for myself. But I'm just saying. Hypothetically. At some point in time.
Noted.
But it's like, okay, yeah, you might have an energy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might have energy. But you got to know within yourself, like, yo, if I tap further into that energy,
right,
that's going to be bad for me. And that's going to be bad for my situation,
right,
that I have that means more to me than this situation. So it's healthy for me to cut the energy off right there so I can contain all my energy where it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Depends on who you spend energy with, right? So, okay, that's one thing. So a couple things. I'm going to tap onto what you said.
Right.
You said you must not really love that person if you're telling her, you know, she's free to go do the things that makes her happy. You're not allowing. You got to be real careful with the language, because a lot of this is so possessive. We are possessive, and we have to check our possessiveness. We have to check that. We always, you know, we want to go, my girl can't do. She is a woman. She is her own person. That's between her and God, what her design of her life supposed to become. I can't dictate and control that. And she comes to you with desires already, with deep down dark stuff already, with all types of stuff.
Sometimes when
I can be done with all that questions. All right, so look, she comes to you with these things already. When you find somebody that you truly love, it's your happiness is matters the most to me, even if it's not with me. Your happiness matters way more to me than you being my possession. You see what I'm saying? So if this person now, she's free to tell you the things she never told nobody before, stuff she always wanted to do, stuff all that, because she now believes that you truly care about her and that much, that her happiness matter. There's so many people that would stay in relationships, and because they would rather just be with this person, even though that person's miserable with them. If you could look and see a person's miserable with you, you don't love them. But you need them around you, so you think that's love. No, love is I'm trying to understand you, where you are and who you are. Now I get an option if that's for me or not for me. But I want you to be real. Tell me what's really going on with your mind.
My thing here, see, is like sometimes God put people in your, you guys connect. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might need to play Pat Riley. You know what I mean? You can't see, and that's the thing. So, but see, men sometimes, like, you got to be Pat Riley. Sometimes you can't.
I was about to say Bob Knight.
Yeah, you got to be. Hold on, you got to be. Sometimes you got to be Bob Knight, because sometimes, hold on, because sometimes people are looking for. It's not like possessiveness, but it's looking for a sort of discipline. So a sort of discipline in life. When I hear some guys be letting, oh, I don't know where my girl at. I mean, shoot, she could be anywhere. That's lack of discipline on the guy's part. That's lack of him caring. That's a lack of him being responsible, because he's supposed to be the head of the family. He's supposed to be the guy who cares. When you send a woman to go play out in the wilderness when you don't know and you just don't care, like you yourself is lost.
Who's saying that? Don't know and don't care.
Listen. See, I use the word allow. I use the word allow.
Me too.
Because
it's about what you allow to you, not about allowing that other person.
No. It's about both. Because I'm gonna say just like this. Like there's certain stuff around the house. My wife won't allow me to do. If I do it, my wife would. Hey, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? But for me being the head of the household, there's certain stuff I'm gonna have to cut her off at too, and be like, yo, yeah, you not going down that track. You not
guess
walking.
What? She allows you to.
Here's the thing about that. I mean, it all depends. When you say allow, it all depends on how far you want to push it. So I mean, that's a whole nother.
It's a mutual beneficial relationship. Exactly. She has to be. People don't understand it's about submissive. It actually takes a strong woman to be submissive. It's a choice that she's consciously making, saying this guy understands my needs and wants. I will allow him to be the leader of that. Some she's allowing in her own self.
Right. Exactly. Just
we call that greatness.
But just like it's some things she might see in me, or patterns she might see in me that she won't allow me to do also. But as the head of the household, you are Coach Bobby Knight. You know what I'm saying? You know how to get the most out of your players. So you know how to coach each individual player. So with that being said, under this institution of family, this is the way we're going to coach. This is the way we're going to play. And this is the way we're going to win the Big Ten. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like this.
Let me piggyback off what you said. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. Like, just imagine you go inside the local high school over there. You know what I mean? You go to the local high school over there. You see the kids in the gym tearing stuff down, throwing stuff. You know what I mean? And the person in charge is just letting this happen because they want to do that. They just want to do. They want to do that. Oh, just let them do it. Suppose my girl just want to come home and do some drugs or some harmful drugs. If that makes her happy. You the person who's supposed to catch that.
Right.
So when you see different things, man, as a guy, you gotta stop that. And some women respect that too. That stuff. That, because I'm telling you, one thing a woman will leave you quick for, I'm telling you, is once they know that they can walk all over you like this.
Yes, but that's a difference. I'm talking about. If I wanted multiple women, that y'all gotta start with that. You're not talking about wanting multiple women. You're talking about your girl wanting multiple men and you two just only having her. Right. That's not what I'm talking about. If I'm a man that's promiscuous, that I want multiple women, when you see girl, go holler at that girl for me.
Right.
Hey, go get her, try to get her to come home, la la la. Right. And if she wants to do it, I'm like, what? I'm a man, I'm in charge, la la. Nah. I gotta check myself. It takes a stronger man to say, look. And you can also decide. There's two decisions. One is understanding, two is deciding if it's for you or not. And again, when I was poly 3.5 years, when I meet a woman, the first thing I tell her, hey, how you doing? My name's Kendrick, I'm poly.
Okay, but let me say this, did you watch the Red Table Talk
of Jada and Will?
Yeah. Did you see the look on Will Smith's face the whole time?
I just think he was high. I'm sorry.
No, man, he was high. No, bro, he
he's
was
not like that's what.
Now
that's the topic. That's what we gonna discuss.
Men are
projecting on Will. They're projecting. We have to call ourselves out. They're projecting. Y'all don't know this man's life. Y'all don't know what he allowed and didn't allow in his life.
No, I'm just. I ask you. Was did you see the look on his face?
Right, but people are interpreting that look and saying, "Oh, he's so hurt. He's so deeply hurt. Look at the hurt. He clearly hurt."
You know, okay.
Right. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. I said I think he was right, but I'm going off of what they said, off of their words. Will didn't say he was hurt.
Okay, yeah,
Will didn't say these words.
I don't think he would. He said, I'm going to have to get you back.
He's on the red table to tell the truth. He's always here.
Yeah, when he said, I'm going to get you back, that was an emotional response. Right?
Yes.
But
yes.
It's a batter. It's a banter. It's a joking banter. They're able to do that.
Sometimes we don't know what's good for us.
She knew him. Okay, that's
sometimes we don't know what's good for us. Sometimes we sign contracts and we get in the middle of contracts and be like, yo, dang. No, I'm saying this is going a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe, but we still don't know what Will was doing. They were swingers for a long time.
I think Will may have allowed Jada to do things because of the openness in their marriage, but I think the August Icena thing personally caught him off guard because of the kids bringing them to the home to be helped.
Right, it wasn't like something they orchestrated.
Because there was the rumors that he walked in on her and Mark Anthony sitting too close in their home in the past a long time ago, and you know he found acceptance in that situation because of the openness in their marriage. But I think based on that roundtable, that when he said he was brought to us sick. I think when Will was trying to get that emphasized in the conversation, like this person was brought to a sick, he's trying to say, Jada, I wouldn't see you pressing on no sick person, especially at the status I feel like Will has put her at because of the status he's at. You know what I'm saying? As far as A-list and money, like big.
He put her there.
I don't know. I'm saying
people. I think people are like, yeah, you're my ex, that. But I want to see you with something better than me or equal. I don't want to see you with the little crippled mental boy who's overdosing on stage, falling off. When I'm Will Smith, I'm worth $100 million.
He's not worth $100 million.
But hold on.
My thing is like, I think we could all see the hurt in his, like, man.
So you didn't see. I didn't see the hurt. I seen them explaining themselves perfectly fine. This is my template.
If somebody told you, look at Will Smith, take a picture and look at Will Smith's face, what would you say that face told you?
It has to be contextual. You have to be everything. You have to.
That was a sad situation.
You have to let somebody explain themselves. Let them tell themselves. We always trying to read between the lines of things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But sometimes you have to read between the lines because of people not gonna give you that.
Why? Okay, now you saying that.
Right.
Think about who is talking. It's Will Smith. Right. Will Smith literally publicly said he was jealous of Tupac.
Right.
Of Tupac's and Jada's relationship. He publicly went out and said he didn't have to say that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he's able, as a person who deals with himself, have self-awareness, you heal. You deal with your issues and you heal, you get past them. He's gonna tell the truth about his hurt. If he has hurt, he will tell it. He's on a red table.
So you don't think that Will Smith was hurt just because he didn't say I was hurt about that?
I think if he was hurt, he's the grownest man, the most honest man. He would tell the world, I'm hurting still. This is something we're still working on. We're still trying to get through. This is something that did this to me and now a lot. You could easily say that.
So you think since he didn't say that.
I'm only going off of the words that was said. I watched the interview and I'm telling my point off of the words and stuff that was said. Every time other people are talking about it, they're saying stuff that was never even said. I hear a lot of women go, well, Will cheated first. Where did that come from? That wasn't in the interview at all, but everybody assumed that.
Right, right.
They thinking Jada's getting him. That's not what Jada said. That's not what Will said. So I have to talk to the brothers too. I have to tell them too. We're projecting. I would never allow this. So he's hurt. Because you would never lie. You think the poly men that understands that mindset and swinger mindset and stuff, you think they automatically assumed he was hurt?
No, this is what we think.
Poly cats get upset too. Know what I'm saying?
Depending on the person.
Right. Exactly. So my point I'm trying to make is that it don't matter if they got an open relationship or not. Sometimes. Your wife could mess with somebody or interpret a situation with somebody else in a way that you don't like it, and that can make you hurt, depending on whether it's open or not.
My thing is, poly or not, this is the way I think of it. if you just letting your girl or listen, if you letting her go out and you and mess with another dude and you don't care, you must got at least two or three other women that you and that you don't really like. I mean, she not special because treasure. Listen, mm-hmm. because treasures. You try to keep close, and you try to keep with you things that you use as a treasure, right? I mean, ain't that what you normally do? Do you got?
But some people don't look at treasures physically.
Hold on. Do you got a car? Hold on. You got a car.
Perspectives.
You got a car.
I don't have a vehicle. No.
Okay. So if you bought a New York, I feel that too.
I live in New York.
Yeah, you better not get a car.
Yeah, I'm not. I love it. I love the public transportation.
You know what I mean? So you got a Lamborghini. Mm. I'm asking you, let me take it for a spin. You can let me. Why not?
Did you answer it for me?
Why not?
You answered the question for me? You see what I'm saying?
No.
If you don't look at that thing as one, you're a materialistic object. What if you don't care about materialistic objects?
Okay. No, I'm saying, but are you gonna let me take that for a spin?
Yes.
No.
So don't ask leading questions. You ask a lot of leading questions. You know that.
Yeah. Because what I'm saying is people will be like, no, you can't drive my car. Where you going with
your
my
car? Your car doesn't have feelings. Your car can't speak for itself.
Right. Let me get it. Hold on. Ray, let me get it.
You're right.
Airman just proved it further. Airman said, I'd let you drive it if I had other joints or I had paper. And I say, see, that's his point further.
Exactly.
It's like, if that's your only car, you work super hard for this car is your prized possession. He said, no, I wouldn't.
You're actually objectifying a woman by
allowing. Come on now.
No.
I'm going by what he said.
You know
don't try to put me on that.
No, don't put me on that.
I didn't say that. I'm just going off what he said.
I'm agreeing with you.
2020.
You are objectifying. You are objectifying the women. If you let them go out and just do whatever they want to do,
exactly.
You treat them. To me, you're treating them like they're a car or their object or something.
Yeah, take a spin for this. Anyway, I wanted to talk. I mean, listen, not to go ahead.
Go take my girl for a spin, real quick.
All right, so not to deviate.
I'm allowing you to take it for a spin.
I kind of wanted to talk my piece about what I feel, how Will feels.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can we bookmark it and finish this?
Because
this name will be real done. It'll be real done after this. That whole little discussion will be done. And this is kind of want to answer something for you too. So what? Real quick, you mind? I just want to make sure. Cause so this is all done. There's a lot of communication and understanding. This is not. Your wife wakes up one day and say, "I want to go do this." Right? It's not that. It's be while you're dating, while you're getting to know each other, this is you two explaining your desires and what you both want. And when you match, it's a match. Those matches do these things. Also, it's protected. Energy is protected, so you don't just choose any energy. And if she says she has a desire to also be with a male, don't mean she's gonna go be with any male. It might be 5-6 years down the line to where she's finding the right one that will fit for whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Or she might not ever even act on that. She's just able to talk to you about it and share things that you would share. What if you had a dream about two women and you woke up and said that, would you want to share that with her? And say, hey, I had this crazy dream. You want to hear it? You know what I mean? So if she had it, we would be down her throat.
No, not for a dream.
That's
but the point is just about open communication. Okay, and then you decide what you want or not want. It's not tricking. It's not manipulating. It's not deciding later. It's not, I'm married to her and she's my prop possession. I worked hard for her. Now
this
she's
what
changing.
I don't want to do, though.
None of that.
I don't want to use the biblical sense when it's convenient. If you get married to somebody, that means you believe in that marriage under God. You understand what I'm saying?
For those who believe, yeah. Believe
you feel what I mean? Or mm-hmm. don't get married. It's my thing. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? If we alleviate the marriage part of it, I have nothing to say. You can do whatever you want to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Fair, yeah, fair enough.
Straight like that. But the fact that they were married makes it different. So like right now, if you got a girl and you like, I'm cool with her going to, you know, do whatever because I'm going to do whatever. I don't fault you at all, bro. That's your business. You know what I'm saying? But if you decided to marry her, to me, that means so much more.
That means you're making a commitment that you got to.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. That's all.
I'm saying.
And just so you know, you asked earlier, why am I not poly now?
right?
Mm, yeah.
Even though I still kind of believe in the energy connection part of it, it's because I know I fought against my calling for so long. You know what I'm saying? Where yeah. God was trying to take me and do and lead me to. I fought against it for forever. Trust me. Ran. You know? So, and now, as we see, is even more prominent now than ever. So, it's just about once God's pulling you to where you need to do, it's some things that you just won't have in your life anymore. You know, I went on that point. I went on that and I accepted. I had an understanding of it. I have all of that. Now, I can decide what's for me or not for me. Right, just like the same. If I met a woman and she was poly before, she wouldn't be out of the
So you not no more because God pulled you away from it.
He's pulling me to a calling that he won't allow me to be. You feel me? Like right. Ultimately, and right. I accepting my calling would be accepting that. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
would be stepping
right.
into that commitment. You know what I mean?
Right.
To where I wouldn't. Actively be poly, although I understand them, and there's plenty of people that are, and there's a bunch of countries that are, and it's socially acceptable. Here in the U.S., we have these discussions. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we taking a break or we?
Gonna no. Go.
I'll do your will thing.
So, okay. So to deviate, to get back to what Will may have or may have not felt right. So I watched it, and I don't feel like Will was hurt at all. I feel like he was more angry than anything. Why he was angry, I have my assumptions. It could be because now it's like the public knows. Now we got to sit down and we got to explain what this was. Something. I don't think he was angry hurt because, for one, he's already known. I'm pretty sure, like, when you first find out, you sit with that pain and you process that pain throughout, you know, all those questions that men ask and that they, you know. Like,
you projecting.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
But you're right.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
You're right.
But sometimes guys be like, yo, okay, all right, we was off. I know you messed with August or whatever. I don't want to know nothing about it. I don't want you to bring it up no more. None of that. Just we're moving on.
So you think now that she has to bring it up, he's like, now he's finally feeling it. Like, dang.
Right. That's what his face
is. You don't think that when it all started hitting the fan before they sat at that table, he went to her like, all right, we need to get this junk
ahead
out
of it.
You know, get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she said
ahead of it.
You know what she told him?
What?
Save it for the red table.
I bet you she didn't.
Nah. I bet you they practiced that discussion 8 times.
No, they did.
That's you already know that.
Absolutely.
So why do you think he would
absolutely.
Be hurt?
Absolutely.
Why do you think he would be hurt?
Ain't no way in the world. Ain't no way in the world you about to sit in front of millions of people and be hit with a tornado you don't know coming.
He's still hurt.
He's still hurt.
Come on now.
Ain't no way. Look, I'm asking all the uncomfortable questions I don't want to know before we sit down at this table.
Right.
I
think he was hurt with that conversation, and he was hurt at the red table talk.
I think he was hurt at the
You know
table.
What I mean?
I think he was more angry. I think he was really angry.
Oh, okay, when you say he angry, I say he hurt.
Yeah.
Hurting. Man, with some other dude is like.
It depends.
But it depends, though.
You're saying hurt by the situation.
Ray, this also,
he's hurt by
Ray,
a different.
This also depends, though. Come on, cuz. Come on, man. We're like movie theater type stuff. But no, this is what I'm saying. This also matters. We don't know for sure, but if indeed they were swingers, he's not hurt.
Use what we know. If that's the situation,
he got joints. I'm with you.
I get it. And what that means, she is.
Yeah. That means she wifey.
A life partner.
But.
That's why they went from marriage to life partner.
It's like this.
He's like, I don't really care too much more.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying.
We love each other to a point where we're going to stay together.
Yeah.
Right.
You do what you do. I'm going to do what I do over here. That's why I really don't think he was hurt.
Right.
I think he was angry. Like, now we've been.
People
like,
in
the
our
first
business.
Thing, you think he was at the red table?
The first thing he said was, we never have come out and publicly said anything. I haven't, nor you. We've been very private about that. Mm. And I feel like now he's angry that they have to come out and publicly make
it. So you thought that face was angry?
I think honestly.
And not hurt.
Yeah, I think I think he was super content.
And that face meant nothing.
I agree 120% with what he just said. Again, but it's my perspective and opinion. I'm using the fact that I know Will Smith. I follow him forever. You see what I'm saying? That's my favorite actor. That's my motivational speaker. That's all of that. So knowing him, I'm using that to go off of. You know, you don't talk about healing and self-introspective all the time, and you haven't done that on this situation. You see what I'm, you haven't healed. If you wouldn't even be in her face if you haven't healed. You see what I'm saying?
The way I look at it is like when you play that game, the hurt can come at any time. It can come from anywhere. It can come from any situation. It can come from left field. And I think they played that game, and
they got they played that polyramus game, and they got hurt.
Projecting. Also, you get a lot of hurt in monogamous relationships. I don't know why y'all think that.
You're right. You get
all that hurt, exactly. All that pain, all that
you're
everything.
Right.
Everybody's cheating. Yo, they having a discussion.
But guess what? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm not hurt. Because you get hurt in that relationship, what you talking about, and you get hurt in monogamous, you're human. Damn. It's going to be hurt people. Whether you in anything, is going to be hurt people. We can't be sitting around acting like, oh, I let her go, or she went over there and messed with this guy. Oh, I ain't hurt. Nah, people can be sitting back still hurt on the same stuff.
They could be, right? You know what I mean? They could be.
Everybody gets hurt. That's not that's not something that polyramous or whatever they call it, people master. Polyamorous people master. You feel what I'm saying? Like those people still get hurt.
Depends on what they get hurt by. For me, if honesty is everything. Honesty is my signal of love. If you can't be 100% honest with me, you don't love me.
Okay.
That's my fault. What happens and how I take it, that's on me. There's certain things that makes me feel that hurt. That's in me. But my love for her will never change, because guess what? You were honest with me. And that's something that a lot of people don't know how to do. They think, because I love you, I didn't tell you this.
Yeah. Let's argue with Prince Carter. What's your final words, and then tell them you're at and all that. Your how to find you.
Okay. For me, yes, I'm talking about a lot of different perspectives, because I try to understand the world. I want to understand people instead of just judging them or basing it off of my shoe. I take my shoes off and put theirs on as much as I can. So that's where I'm coming from. Even with this discussion, my personal life is way different than what I'm discussing right now. You see, because I get a choice in my life what I want or would allow for me, right? So just because I'm understanding doesn't mean that I agree with it in my personal life, right? That's just what I wanted to say. But it's good for us to take our shoes off or take our lenses off when we see another person's perspective. We're looking through our own lens, our own clouded hurt experiences, but we're trying to look. We're never going to see them. We're seeing what we want to see, and we're projecting. So all I'm saying, we got to be mindful of that and pause it, right? So that's my final right. things. I appreciate y'all letting me on the show. You can find me. CEO Number Business Entertainment.
Right, yeah. So my parting words, you know what I mean?
What happened?
So my parting words is just, you know what I mean? I look at stuff for what it is, man. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna sugarcoat it and make it everybody hurts, man. You know what I mean? It's just like everybody hurts on some level. You know what I mean? The poly people can't avoid that. You know what I mean? They might be hurt themselves sitting there allowing all that type of activity to go on. They could be hurt themselves. You know what I mean? Or you might not even care about the person who you want to go over there and let Tyrone mess with. You might not even care about her on it, because when you meet that special person, you try to lock down that special person. Every living man know that. Every single living man on this planet Earth know that. When you find the right one, you don't let that right one go next door, go to the next door after that, because she wants to. You don't let that happen. When you love somebody and when you found the one, then when you haven't found that one, you allow anything to go on because you don't really care like that. God bless.
S. Atlantis. At DJ Airman Heat.
Yeah, close
the statement. I ain't got to close the statement, man. Everybody that said everything. ain't nothing else to be said.
Yeah. Social media at DJ Airman Heat. Everything you can think of, social media is at DJ Airman Heat.
Also, King Belief, at King Belief, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
At Stilo Real.
God bless. KRSM 98.9.